There was a time not so long ago that both Manitoba and Saskatchewan were hosting a lot of movie and TV companies. It provided lots of local jobs for creative people and many spin-offs for local suppliers. Producers were attracted to the Canadian prairie by the weak loonie and generous tax credits offered by provincial governments. But the cameras have just about stopped rolling in Saskatchewan since Brad Wall and Company pulled the plug on the $8 million employment tax credit. That money will be used instead, it seems, to help build the new stadium for the Rough Riders. One by one, the companies who had set up shop in Saskatchewan to work in film and TV started to pack up and leave. Kevin DeWalt of Mind's Eye Entertainment is just rapping on a sci-fi thriller called Stranded, starring Christian Slater. Coincidentally, the budget on that one, $8 million. The initial indication was that many would relocate to Winnipeg. So far, it hasn't exactly been a rush of refugees that you would notice. Production levels in Winnipeg this summer have been well below the peaks of a few years ago. Still to come are a biography of Jack Layton, which will be produced for CBC, and a cheapy horror flick called The Bride of Chucky. It's a far cry from Oscar winners like Capote that put Winnipeg on Hollywood's map. Back in Saskatchewan, it appears more and more as though Brad Wall knew he would take heat for killing the industry that was famous in many countries for corner gas. He also knew there were relatively few votes to be lost in the long run. The victims most affected are the young, creative people who were proud to be doing their thing in a place where it didn't used to happen. They will now have to live with those memories somewhere else or find a new career path. Such is the world of political choices. I'm Roger Currie.